Okay, what we're going to do now is to have a brief summary, overview, highlights of the first parak of Maseches Chulin, to try to grasp some of its main concepts, summary, review it, as we build into the second parak, as which we just started, which we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta. The first two prakim are really a unit, all about Shechita. The third parak is all about the Treifus related to Shechitas. That's also related. The fourth parak being about when you have a specific case of Shechitas of an animal. The first four are really a unit. If you want to add the fifth one, which is about Shechting, Oso Vespino, they're all connected, but really the first two stand on their own. And the first one, as we will see, if you just step back for a minute, is one of the most major prakim in all of Shas. As we'll see, a number of the concepts that came up, some people like to write on top of the dafim about what's on this page, what's on this daf, what's on that daf. So hopefully we'll remember some of the sodos regarding shechita that we mentioned, and also the shas topic. So just four categories that I wanted to go through. Number one is related to the mitzvah of shechita. Number two, we're going to talk about, we learned about who can shecht and who can't shecht. Number three, we learned yesodos regarding the maisa shechita under different circumstances. And number four are the miscellaneous ideas and topics and shas ideas that came up throughout this first parak of Chulin. Okay, so let's go one by one. Again, this is not meant to be an exhaustive review. That we'll have to listen to each of the dafim again, but just to highlight some and just to remember, this is where we discuss this and this is where we discuss that. Okay, number one. Number one, we discuss the mitzvah of shechita. We discussed this a number of times in the parak, and that is there a mitzvah of shechita or not? This is a major machlokas we've shown him between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid in the Minyan HaKatzar, in the little short list of mitzvahs before Mishnah Torah, after the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah Torah, he has a Minyan HaKatzar, and there in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, he counts his mitzvahs asay, Lishchot behema chaya va'ov, v'yachar kach yochal basaron. It's a mitzvah to shecht an animal, behema chaya va'ov, and then to eat. Shene'emar, v'zavachtami b'karcha v'chulu. Kuf Mem Vav, he says the same thing as well in the beginning of Hilcha Shechita, in Sefer Kedusha, says the Rambam, Lishchot, in the title, Lishchot v'yachar kach yochal. And in the Halachos, mitzvahs asei sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol, basar behema chaya va'ov, v'yachar kach yochal. Shene'emar, v'zavachtami b'karcha mitzoncha. Whoever wants to eat has a mitzvah asay to shecht. And he quotes a pasuk, exactly which pasuk does he quote? That's a question of the Nosei Kelim here. But this is clear. This is clear. The Hilcha Shechita Bekulan Achasi. And all the halachas are included in this mitzvah asay. So the Rambam sheet is clear. It is a mitzvah. The Ravid does not accept it. The Ravid there in the Minyan HaKatzar says, Amar Avram Ze Ein Lo Tam. I disagree. As is his wont, he really does not explain what his problem is. He does a little bit in the next line. V'ulai lav haba mechlal asay. Maybe the most I'll give you, says the Ravid, is that it is a lav haba mechlal asay. It's not an asay, it's just that you can't eat unshechted meat. That's an aveira. So it's an asay that you have to do to prevent yourself from violating that aveira. But don't tell me that it is a real mitzvah asay in the normal sense. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Achronim all jump into the act. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is the basis, again, of this the first two prakim of our Masechta, and that is the machlokas whether Shechita is a mitzvah or not. The Kesef Mishnah, right there. There is a Kesef Mishnah on the Minyan HaKatzar. It says, Niritaimo, what's the Ravid's reason? Mipnei sheinzu mitzvah mechuyeves, sheim yirtze shlo lecho basar, o im yirtze shlo lishchot hu ba'atzmo rashoy. Do you know what the Ravid says? It's not a mitzvah because you don't have to do it. You don't have to shecht. You don't have to shecht yourself. You can just always buy meat from somebody else, or you don't even have to eat meat. Aval hi lava ba mechal asei lo tochal ever menachai velo nevela hashchuta acho. So the Ravid says you don't count it because it's not a mitzvah you have to do. The Rambam though says the Yesh Lomar says the Kesem Mishnah the Yesh Lomar ladas Rabenu shehi asei lemi sheyirtze lecho basar sheyishchot o yishchot lo acher. What do you mean? It's a situational mitzvah. Says the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam counts situational mitzvahs. The mitzvah mezuzah is a situational mitzvah. If you have a house, you have to put up a mezuzah. If you want to eat bread, you have to wash your hands. If you want to go into the Beis HaMikdash and you are a Yisrael and you are Tameh, then you have to do the mitzvah of tefillah. Right? There are many mitzvahs that are situational. The other way to say this is the way a number of the Achronim say, and that is maybe the issue at root is whether you count matirs as mitzvos. Shechita might be looked at as a matir. It's a matir in that you don't, it's a matir, the basar shchuta. Beforehand there was an isser, as Rav Huna says later on, behema, becheskas isser omedes. Rav Huna says that, on Daf Tesamad Aleph. So therefore, that being shechting the animal is matir the cheskas iser, and undoes the cheskas iser, and therefore it could be called a matir. The question then is, do you count matirim as mitzvah saseh daraisa, as one of the 613? Rambam, yes. And Ravid, maybe no. And then you have to look in the other mitzvahs that are matirim, like chalitza, and like other areas that we could talk about, hafrashas truma, right? Other areas that might be have matir elements, so that see if they are counted as mitzvahs as well. Just one ha'ara that I don't think we mentioned at the time is, it is interesting that in the same minyan hakatzar, a couple of mitzvahs later, after Kuf and Vav, three mitzvahs later, we mentioned this in a mitzvah shir, the Rambam has another mitzvah which the Ravid does not like. The Rambam in 149 counts, Livdok b'simani behema. It's a mitzvah to check the simanim of an animal to see if it's kosher or not. This the Ramban already argues on in the Shurashim. What do you mean to check? Make sure it's kosher. That's a separate mitzvah. Don't eat treif. You have to check. The Rambam has four separate mitzvahs to check the simanim of a behema, the simanim of an oaf, the simanim of chagavim, and the simanim of dagim. Four separate of the 613. 149, 150, 151, and 152. Amazing. And the Ravid says, I don't know. Kol, Amar Avram, kol livdok, livdok, ein lahem tam. What, every time you do b'dika? What are you talking about? Elam yishum lava b'machala se'asei. Same thing, says the Ravid. And the Kesem Mishnah says the same thing. Taimo kitama saga kodemes. V'alpi ma she'yishavti osa t'zashiv gamzu. So here you might say the same lundus. Checking to make sure an animal's kosher is itself. Could be a matir to allow you to then shecht it. Or even dogim don't even need shrita. As we had at the beginning of this parak. So, this machlokes might relate to the previous one as well. Okay, so this is the first issue to remember, the mitzvah of shechita, whether there is a mitzvah or not, machlokes Rambam Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah, if you want to look one more source, the Yad Avram on the bottom of the first page of the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya, also discusses this Rambam Ravid. This is point number one. Point number two, who's allowed to shecht? So this took up a major portion of the first parak. First parak is all about who could shecht, and the second parak is more about how to shecht. So you get some cases of how to shecht also in the first parak, but that's if you look in the Mishnayos. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, "Akol shocht," and anybody could shecht. So the first person we could talk about is what Tosfos brings up. First Tosfos in the Masechta. Tosfos quotes the Halachos Eretz Yisrael, probably the most famous shita that the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says in all of a halacha, and that is right here. Nashim lo yishchatu. Women shouldn't shecht. This is nowhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas does it say women can or cannot shecht chulin. Beferish. But the Tosfos quotes the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't shecht. Why? Mibnesha daitan kalos. Because they get squeamish, and they might not be able to handle the blood. That's pashas what it means in this context. The Gemara says later on, if somebody's not a bucky or experienced, then one has to make sure that they did it and they weren't mitaleif, they didn't faint in the middle. But then the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael has the shita of women should not shecht. Tosfos does not like that shita ve'inira, because it says in Meseches Zvachim at the beginning of the third parak that women can shecht kachim, let alone chulin. So how could that be? So a couple of lines down, Tosfos says, "Levade mishum denashim shochtos lechachila afilu b'mikdashin." So don't tell me this hakol shochtin, which the Gemara talks about, but don't tell me that women are not included. This is a machlokas rishonim. If you look on the first page of Yerodeya, the Shulchan Aruch says hakol shochtin lechachila afilu nashim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the pashas of Tosfos. Haga yesh omrim she'ein lohaniach nashim leshchot. There are those that don't let women shecht. Just by the way, I should have said it at the beginning, there are no source sheets for these for this year. All you need is a Gemara Chulin and a Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya Chelek Aleph. Those are the two main sources that we're going to be using. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Machlokas, Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber says, no problem with women, Lechadchila, and the Ramah quotes the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Shekfar Nog Ushlo Lishchot, V'chein Aminag She'ein Nashim Shochtos. The minag is that women do not shecht. But that is the discussion. If you look in the Taz here, he discusses that first Tosfos in the Masechta. Number one was women. Number two, Kusim. What about Kusim? Kid Kusim Shech? So this was the discussion, the first couple of blad of the Masechta. The Gemara originally related to Kusim, who were, if you remember historically, the group of non-Jews that were put into Eretz Yisrael by Sancheriv after he pushed out the Jews there, and they were put in there. and they weren't following, they weren't behaving properly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent lions to attack them, and many of them said, okay, we'll convert. So Kusim were Geirim. But the Machlokas, in a number of places in Shas, were they Geirei Arayos, or were they Geirei Emes? Are they Geirim just because of lions, and they weren't really truthful, it wasn't a true acceptance, or Geirei Emes, even if the motivation was a problem, but ultimately they accepted truthfully. So the Gemara, for a couple of blot, goes through whether we could trust the Shechita of a Kusi. So we originally thought it was a Machlokas, whether you could trust, because the Gemara points out on Dav Gimel, that maybe one should have to give the kusi from their own animal after they shecht it, and then try it, because the Gemara assumes, and Rashi points this out on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the kusim are not makpid on lifnei iver, even if they're makpid on certain mitzvos, but they don't makpid on lifnei iver. Why? Because they only read the Torah shebichsav of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver lo tzitin michshol, do not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That's how they understand it. But they don't take it to mean, like we know Chazal does, that lifnei iver bedavar. If somebody is blind in a certain area, do not cause him to falter. That means don't help somebody do an don't facilitate somebody to do an aveira, and don't give somebody bad advice. Many of the other Torah Shebal Peh ideas that we learned from that pasuk. We pointed out then that the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver in Parshas Kedoshim even says he wonders why the Chinuch and the Rambam both do not even count the Pshuto Shel Mikra. They don't even count that. They don't say, it's not a good thing, but putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person that is not mentioned by the Rambam and the Chinuch included in this Isser. So we mentioned that the Klei Yakar on that Pasuk says, because the end of the Pasuk says, V'yareisa me'elokech ani Hashem. The Pasuk is referring to something that specifically only Hashem knows about. And putting a rock in front of a blind person, obviously anybody would know about, so that can't be the pashtus of the Pasuk. Okay, so that is discussion of Kusim. The Gemara later on points out that Bizman Hazek, Kusim have the status of non-Jews. Kusim say, the Gemara says on Daf later on, that they found a Demus Yonah, they found a statue of a bird. Again, the Gemara says that they found that the Kusim were eventually over the Avodah Zarah, so they were gozer that forevermore, that they will have the status of Akum, and we will not trust their Shechita. Okay, so that is the original discussion of Kusim, and eventually they have the status of Akum. What about Akum itself? So there we mentioned an important machlokas between, we mentioned this, I think, twice in the parak, machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. What exactly is the reason for Shechitas Akum being a problem? Right? The Shulchan Aruch says it's a Simen Beis. Simen Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Shechitas Akum Nevela. Afilu hukatan. It's a nevela, meaning not only is aser, but it's tame. Tame, it's an avatuma. Why? So the Taz summarizes the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. What is the machlokas? The Rush says that the reason that an akum is excluded is because he is not a bar zavicha. He is not within the parsha of shechting. While the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. The Rambam says, v'kara l'chal v'yachalta mizivcho. If you eat from his shechita, then you might be led to avodah zara. Nafkamina says the Taz, ger toshav, that doesn't do avodah zara. Doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So according to the Rambam, there's no problem, because there's no V'yachalta Mizivcho. Mashenkin, according to the Rush, it would still be a lack of a Bar Zvicha. If you look, Rav Salvechik suggested, if you look in the, and we had a number of Chidushim of Rav Salvechik in this, in the first parak. If you look, he suggested maybe at the root, the Machlokas, Rambam and Rush, this is in Simen Yudalid in Shiurei Harav, maybe the at root, what one might suggest that the inherent problem between the Rambam and the Rush is different based on the source. According to the Rush, the Shechitas Akum is not even a Maisa Shechita. If he's not a Bar Zvicha, then he cannot physically do it. And even if he physically cuts the Simanim, that's not called a Maisa Shechita. It's Shechitas Kof Ba'alma. Mashenkin, if you see according to the Rambam, that it's V'kar Lecha Ba'alta Mizivcho, so it's not a good idea. But it could be that they could have done a Maisa Shechita, but you cannot take part in it. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it is a Maisa Shechita, but it's not Matu the Basu to Achila. And this is even hinted to in the Rambam. The Rambam himself, when he talks about Tuma in Hilchas Avos HaTumas, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that Shechitas Akum is only Metame Mi Derabanan, meaning it's not a Nevela. If an Akum does the Shechita, it's not a Nevela. It's not a Nevela? What do you mean? And I can't trust the Shechita. The answer is no. Because, according to the Rambam, Lishitaso, against the Rush, it's not a Maisa Shechita. I'm sorry, it is a Maisa Shechita, and therefore there wouldn't be Tumas Nevela, even though you can't eat it. Related to this, we mentioned a number of times in the Perek, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. It's an important yesod regarding the first two Prakim. and it has to be mentioned again. And that is the relationship between Nevela and Treifa. You mentioned the Shechidus Akam is Nevela. But there, Reb Chaim, in his Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, that's what was said, Reb Chaim said this at his, and he said this to his father, the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi said, oh, you have to say this at your Bar Mitzvah. That Reb Chaim suggested that Treifa and Nevela aren't two separate Isurim in a Chaloshem, that Treifa we usually understand to mean that an animal had a good Shechita. It has an external problem of having a hole in its lung, having a little piece of the Veshet nicked off, whatever the case may be. We'll learn all about the Treifas, Be'ez Hashem, in the third parak. But, and Nevela means that it did not have a proper shechita. It was nisnavel. The problem is, says Reb Chaim, that there seem to be a number of rayas in the Rambam that they're not so different. And really, the formulation of Reb Chaim is that shreifa means that there was no heter shechita legabe achila. Regarding achila, it's like a nevela. Where do you see that from? The biggest raya in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, the strongest raya. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Zayin, if somebody eats half a kezias of nevela and half a kezias of treif, it's mitzarif for malchus. How can they be mitzarif? Only like isurim are mitzarif. For example, the Mishnayos in the end of Zroim talk about that if you have a little bit of challah and a little bit of truma and a little bit of ikurim, so those will all be mitzarif because they're all called rachis. They're all called truma. But here, Nevela Treifa, says Reb Chaim, that's the point. Nevela and Treifa are really the same at Ru the Chalo Shem Isser. Nevela means there was no Maisa Heter Shechita, and Treifa means there's no Heter Shechita, Lagabi Achila. And that is that's the Rambam. Why did I mention this here? Because that same Rambam that I mentioned in Hilchos Avos Atumos, that's another Raya of Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim says that the Shechitas Akam is only Metami Midrabanan. The Rambam says it's only Metami Midrabanan. Aye, if it's Aser D'Oraisa to eat it, why isn't it metame? Says the Rambam, hey, what about treifa? It's also asur d'oraisa to eat it, and it is not metame. Only nevela is metame, not treifa. So the Rambam compares shechitas akum to treifa. So ask Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Shechitas akum is not even a maisa shechita. Treifa is a maisa shechita, but it has an external problem. The answer is no. It's an internal problem. Treif is an internal problem. It doesn't have a heter achila. It might have a ma'aser shechita without a heter achila. So too, that's what shechitas akam is. As we just explained with Shitaso, with his machlokes against the rush. Okay, so that we spoke about. What about Noshim? What about Kusim? What about Goy? Then the Gemara went into on Daf Dalid. Gimel Amabez, Dalid, hey, went into Mumar. What about Mumar L'Te'avon and Mumar L'Hachis? So Mumar L'Hachis, a Mumar, a heretic who on purpose Dafka doesn't shecht properly. Obviously, he has no Nemanis and he can't shecht. But what about a Mumar L'Te'avon? A Mumar who, the Gemara assumes, would generally do the right thing, as long as it's not no sweat off his back. He doesn't have any tircha. If he has a good knife and he has a good meat, so then that's what he would check. So the Gemara says, in the name of Rava, that when it comes to a Mumar L'Te'avon, just check the knife before. In the bottom of Gimel Mar Aleph, going over to Gimel Mar Beis, Rama Rava, Yisrael Mumar, Ochol Nevelos L'Te'avon, Bodek Sakim V'Nosin Lo, Umutar L'Echol Mishchitaso. You check the knife, and you can eat from Mishchita. So Mumar L'Te'avon, one is allowed to do that, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simon Beis, about a Mumar. The Gemara then went into, what about other types of Mumars? What about a Mumar Lavodah Zarah? So that was a Machlokas Amoraim. Rav Anan, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, said a Mumar Lavodah Zarah is you're allowed to eat from Mishchita, but we do not paskin that way. We paskin, as the Gemara says, on Daf Hamad Aleph, first wide line, that a Mumar La'akum is a Mumar L'Chalatzar Kula. Chamur Avodas Kochavim, Shkolakofer Ba, Kimode B'Chalatzar Kula. And the opposite. And therefore, we paskin that Mumar regarding Avodah Zarah, and a Mumar regarding Shabbos, and maybe even Yom Kippur, according to some Rishonim, as the Gemara continues, is a Mumar L'chol HaTzar Kula, and one is not allowed to trust his Shechita. So that's all regarding Mumar. We did discuss from the Rishonim, back on Daf Beis, what about somebody who cannot make the Bracha? What about a Cheresh, that is Shomea Ve'inu Medaber? So we said there too, that maybe he should not make the Bracha, he should not Shech L'chadchila, because they cannot make the Bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Alavav, Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'inu Shomea Lo Yishcho Ve'inu Shomea HaBracha. Number one, if he could speak and can't hear, he shouldn't shech because he can't make the Bracha. It shows you, L'chadchila, one shouldn't be doing things if he can't make the Bracha. And he can't hear it. HaShomea Ve'inu Medaber. What if he could hear but he can't talk? So then, Im Hu Mumche Shochet Afilu L'chadchila, Im Acher Mevarech. If somebody else is going to make the Bracha, then he could even shecht L'chadchila. Chila. That's in terms of the bracha. If you want to look at that Taz in Siman Yud Zayin, we discussed that in other contexts in terms of the what type of bracha is the bracha on Shechita relating to the bracha on Erisin, relating to the bracha on Afarshas Truma. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh Truma, even if you're not going to eat it? That's the important Taz over there. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Sif Zayin. Relating to the bracha, though, we never did this in Taz, I'll just mention it now. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the bircha Shechita in Siman Yud Tes. Siman Yud Tes here in Yerodeya. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hashochet tzorach sheyivarech kodem asher kedushanu b'mesosav tzivanu al hashchita." You got to make a bircha shchita before one does shchita. V'im shachar v'lo birech kishera. If somebody made a bracha, somebody shechta without making a bracha, it is still kosher. It is okay. Mm-hmm. Says the shach afilu hizid v'lo birech kishera afilu lasma. Even if he b'mezid didn't make the bracha for some reason. So that is okay. The Taz says, "Who is this going against?" La afuke mehilchas eldar hadani, quoted by some of the Rishonim. Sha'asar hashchita. The Mordechai quotes an amazing shita that says that if he didn't make the bracha on shchita, then the shchita is not matir. We generally argue with that. We also related quoted the shita of the Arzaruah on Daf Beis, where he says that even if one does not make the bracha over lasiyasan, one is allowed to make the bracha la'achar asiyasan. We do not paskin like that Arzaruah. We paskin that as long as one in the middle. One is still in the middle of doing a mitzvah, so then they can still make the bracha. But once you finish the mitzvah, then one is not allowed against the Erez Aruah. The Erez Aruah obviously seems to say that berachas mitzvah have some type of shevach element, and therefore even after the mitzvah is done, one can still make the bracha in praise, just like we all shevach v'hodas are reactions and praise. You see lightning, you hear thunder, you go to the bathroom, you eat food for berachas hamazon. So all shevach v'hodas are reactionary. So there is some element to that for a berachas mitzvah, but we don't paskin that way. The Rambam says, only if you have a mitzvah in front of you to do, or at least there's still a mitzvah going on. Why? Because there must, because the berachas mitzvah must be beforehand. Rav Soloveitchik has said in one of his shiurim that maybe that also is a matir. Who says that we're allowed to do a mitzvah to try to get close to Hashem? You need to create the context between mitzvah and mitzuveh before one does the mitzvah. So that's the point of a bracha. So in a certain sense, even a berachas mitzvah has the element of matir, and therefore the bracha must be like a berachas nehenin, and therefore it must be before. Again, that's a lot of shiurim in the past 30 seconds that I just mentioned, but that's the yesodos. Okay, so that is all in terms of who. So we have the mitzvah of shechita. Number two, we have who can shecht. Number three, third section, was a major section in terms of do's and don'ts, the different yesodos that we have related to shechita and important principles that came up. So let's just go through a number of them to mention, without going into detail, just to mention them to remind us in terms of the yesodos that came up. On Daf Gimel Amaveis on the bottom, first wide line, we had the principle of rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchen hein. We had the principle of rov, that if you see somebody shechting, the assumption is that they're doing the right thing, because most people who are involved in shechting are mumchen. Right, if somebody's not a mumche, he probably wouldn't shecht. Right, so that is a rove that's used and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well in Siman Aleph. Related to that is you need that rove because on Daf Tesamad Aleph, that's where Rav Huna, what I mentioned before, says. Rav Huna says behema bechayel becheskas iser omedes of animal while it's alive is becheskas iser. So you have to get over that hump for shechita. So if there's any type of doubt by shechita, you didn't see the shechita, you don't know who this is, does he have a Kabbalah, does he not have a Kabbalah, so you need that principle of rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita sometimes to get you out of, getting you over the hump of the cheskas iser. Number one, rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita. Number two, the five psulei shechita were mentioned. They were mentioned on Dav Dalid, and they are Derech Agav, but the main presentation is on Daf Tesman Aleph. Tesman Aleph we had towards the top called Tabach Sheinu Yodei Hilcha Shechita Asur Lechol Mishchitaso. Any slaughterer that does not know Hilcha Shechita, you cannot eat from his Shechita. And what are they? And there they are, the five the Psule Shechita that are learned out Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. Ve'elohen Hilcha Shechita Shehiya. If I delay during the Maisa Durasa, if I trample literally, if I karate chop instead of going back and forth, Chalada, if my knife goes underneath one of the simanim, in the place where it's not supposed to go. Hagrama was a machlokas, exactly what that was. One of the pshatim we had later on in Tosfos, or right here in Tosfos, b'shem the halachas gedolos. Hagrama means that one of the pipes became disconnected before the shechita was completed. And ikor I'm sorry, I misspoke. Hagrama is where one shechs it out of the makam shechita, too high or too low, and ikur is what I just said. Ikur is where it gets ne'ekar, it gets uprooted from its connection to the animal. So those are the five we mentioned then. You can listen to the shir again, the beautiful Margolius Ashas, who quotes that those five psulei shechita are in terms of our conquering the Eitz Hara. Shehiya, we can't delay, we can't procrastinate, derasa, chalada, we had all of those. We discussed al derech remez, during that shir. Feel free to listen to it again on Daf Tes. So you have the five Sulei Shechita, and the Talmud Chacham has to know all of them. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch here, I'll get to miscellaneous later on, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara here also says the Talmud Chacham has to know other items. He has to know Shechita, and Mila, and the Kesher Shel Tefillin, and Berachas Chasanim, and Tzitzis, and other items that a Talmud Chacham can't just sit in the Beis Medrash, but he's got to know these ideas. Okay, let's go back for a minute, because that was really from Dav Dalet and Dav Tes. On Dav Ches, we discussed for a blot, what happens if somebody has a burning hot knife? Is one allowed to shech with a burning hot knife? Do we say that the blade is killing the animal, or do we say that the heat is going to kill the animal? We ended up saying that it's kosher, and we had a blot of Gemara related to Tzara'as, because we spoke about if somebody gets wounds with a blade of a knife that is burning hot, what type of wound is that? Because there are different types of wounds in Hilchas Tzara'as. There are ones that are based on fire. There are Tzara'as that comes out of wounds of fire. There are Tzara'as that comes out of wounds of cutting. So therefore, the Gemara discussed how Shmuel relates to Hilchas Tzara'as. We also just mentioned the Derech Agav. Chassam Sofer gave a pshat in the name of the Hafla that he heard at a Purim Suda. Because Reb Zera, Amar Shmuel, is talking here, and Reb Zera was the one that got killed at the Purim Suda by Rabba in Maseches Megillah Dav Zayin. So, if you remember, the Hafla related a Chiddush in that at the Purim Suda. So that's by a hot knife. On Daf Tes, we learned that Tabach has to check the Simanim after he shechts. What happens if he didn't? On Daf Yud, we discussed that if he shechted and then he finds the knife is a pogum afterwards, so what do we assume? Do we assume that the problem became afterwards or before? That was a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Whether we assume that the problem came on the way into the shechita or on the way out of the shechita. So that was an important discussion that we had between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. What happens if there's a problem that comes up afterwards? Because of all these problems, Chachzau or Mesakein, Yudam Abeis, we have this mentioned, and we also have it mentioned later on, that Chachzau or Mesakein, that one must show their knife to a Chacham. And the Chacham should not be Mochel. Should not be mochel on this. Right? You should show it. Right? The Gemara says it even more explicit later on in Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. Lo amr lahar asaka l'chacham ela bebnik. Fodo shal chacham. Kovod of the chacham, but also to help out from not having any problems afterwards. What do you check for in the knife? It's got to be smooth. It's got to be smooth. Like we said on top of Yud Aleph Yud Amabez, we said, oh, there's a difference. If there's a blade that faces one direction, two directions or worse, one direction, maybe you could at least go forward and not get nicked by the knife. And we use the word ogeris there as one of the psulei shchit. I'm sorry, not there, a little bit later on. On Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, we mentioned one or two directional. Ogeris is pasul, misuchseches is kasher. It's all different types of details of the types of blades. Good. Then we had on Daf Yud Dalet, we had an important mission that we spoke about for a little while, and that is if somebody shechs on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he's chayiv misa, but the shechita is kshera. And we discussed the Rishonim there. Why should the shechita be kasher? So Tosfos discusses, maybe, even if it's mazid, maybe he only becomes a mumar after many times shechting, right? Once it doesn't make him a mumar. The Ran there says, maybe he only becomes a new mumar at the moment that he finishes, but when he finishes, the shechita is already done. So that wouldn't be a problem. But either way, this is the halacha of shechita b'Shabbos, shechita b'Shabbos, shechita's kshera. We didn't mention the big discussion in the Achronim on that Mishnah, and that is relating to the sugya of i'avin mahani, i'avin lo mahani. The Gemara in the beginning of Temura talks about if the Torah says not to do something, and you do it, it's not effective. So why here should we say the shechita works? So we had many different answers, suggestions in the Achronim, how to explain this. The suggestion of the Maharit that many Achronim discuss, and that is, you only say Yavalo Mahani if saying Lo Mahani would prevent the Avera from being done. if the Aveira will be done in any case, so then you don't say Lo Mahani. There's no point in saying Lo Mahani, number one. Number two, the other answer given is that some Achronim say it has to be Mefurish in the Torah, L'Isser. Here, the Isser of Shabbos, of Shechita B'Shabbos, is learned from L'Sazakom Malacha, but it's not Mefurish in the Torah, and therefore Yavol Lo Mahani does not apply in that case. Among other answers, but that was the Yisod. The Gemara, though, did say, even though Shechita Sokshera, they can't eat it that day. Right, the Rav Yehudis, Rav says, Asura ba'achila liyome. Why was it Asura achila liyome? So the Gemara went through a lot of discussion. What is the problem? Is it a problem of hachana? Is it a problem of nolad? The Gemara went through on Daf Yudala, Daf Tesvav, what exactly is the problem? And the Gemara on Daf Tesvav, maskana was that it was a problem of Maisa Shabbos. A problem of Maisa Shabbos. Okay, so we'll get back to that Maisa Shabbos in the miscellaneous section, which will be part four. Okay, so we get to Shechita B'Shabbos. The Gemara Ketidur Tesvav Mabez, what are you allowed to shecht with? Bameh Shochtin, any type of sharp instrument, are there lechatchilas, b'dievets, just want us to make sure it's sharp, and it does not have any pegimos. On Daf Tezayin, we got into the important sugya of Talish Ulubasov Chibro. And that is, what if one has to use a detached item for Shechita? What about if it was detached, but then you stuck it back in the ground? And that sugya of Tosha B'Sof Chibro comes up in various areas of halacha. It comes up by Avodah Zarah, it comes up by Me'ila, it comes up by Hechsher Zroim. The Gemara goes through various cases. We mentioned the beautiful Chiddush of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who said that you find stiras in the Rambam between whether Tosha B'Sof Chibro is considered talush or mechubar, and he mentioned if you look at all the cases, it depends what the rule is for each of the cases, because there are two principles. Sometimes we're looking for physical mechubar versus talush. Sometimes we're looking for karka versus metaltalin. A great nafkamina here is avadim. Avadim are hukish lekarkos. See, in context where karka is the issue, it's karka versus metaltalin, that avadim can be like karka, in terms of ona'a, in terms of gezel, in terms of other things. Mashenkin, if we're talking about mechubar versus talush, an evad is not mechubar. And therefore, if somebody rips hair, if an evad rips hair out of his own head on Shabbos, he's not going to be chayav for kotzer. It's going to be chayav for gozes. And therefore, one has to make sure that one knows what one is talking about. Whether we're talking about mechubar in a talish context versus a karka versus metaltalin concept. Fine. That was Daf Tezayin. We got into the talish of Chibro. Daf Yudzayin. We get into the history of Shechita. The history of Shechita, what happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? What were they allowed to eat? Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Were they allowed to eat only Karbanos in the Midbar? Or were they allowed to eat whatever they wanted? Nafkamina is what happens once they come into Eretz Yisrael. Once they come into Eretz Yisrael, what changed? Was there more Heter now or more Isser now? So if you look at the details, that was the Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. We did have a fascinating discussion between Rashi and the Rush, because the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya, on the second wide line of the Yudzayin Amud Aleph, asks, what if somebody has limbs of Basar Nechira? Right, a meat, assuming, according to the Shita, that says you didn't have to shecht in the Midbar. So, if you have meat from that animal, and then you went into Eretz Yisrael, and then you have meat, you have leftovers, you took sandwiches, so you were allowed to eat that meat in Eretz Yisrael. Because right now, there's a Chiyuv Shechita. Even though at the moment that this Shechita took place, you wouldn't. It was mutter. So Rashi says, over there, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that question really has no ramifications, l'maisa. Right? No, it's just Drosh V'Kabal Schar. The Rush says, what are you talking about? Rush says, of course it has nafkaminas l'maisa. What if somebody assers something from a certain time? So, what if he prepared something beforehand? Does it become Nasar after that time comes? And we saw the Achronim jump on this Rush and say, bring other cases, whether there, you would say it's Lamaisa. If somebody, we mentioned from the 9 days, if somebody has food from Shabbos. So on Shabbos, one prepared meat, this next Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. If somebody prepared meat to eat on Shabbos and he has leftovers, is he allowed to eat it during the week? Because at the moment that he prepared it, it was kosher, right? And that's what the, big discussion of the Achronim is, the Tzlach we mentioned, and other Achronim as well. Finally, we got into some of the details of the Makom HaShechita. We mentioned on Daf Yud Ches, somebody has to talking about the Psul of Hagrama, one has to shecht within the proper place on the neck. Various, at least four different opinions in the Tanoim. Where is the upper limit where one has to shecht? Between the tabos, on the top of the tabos, what about the kova, what about the slope of the kova, all different levels of on top to know where hagrama starts. But Related to that, we spoke about the giraffe. Obviously, the giraffe, we mentioned, it's the misconception that people think that, oh, you can't shock the giraffe because you don't know where to shock, but really, it's the easiest animal because it has the biggest neck. The problem with the giraffe is probably more practical issues. It's expensive, it's hard to hold down, and might not taste so good, we mentioned from the contemporary poskim at that point. After all of that discussion of Shechita, then the Gemara... Oh, just one other point, on Daf Yutes, we spoke about, what about if somebody does a proper Shechita, but then does a problematic act after it's already a Shechita Kshera, by Hagrama? Let's say the first two-thirds are kosher, and then the last... you Shechted Rov Simanim, as it says later on, that's all you have to do. If there's a problem in the Miut, by Hagrama, is that a problem? So we saw that seems to be a machlokas, and that's going to come up later on. It's going to come up actually on tomorrow's daf. On tomorrow's daf, on daf chav tes lamed beis, the Gemara is going to talk about this. I'm sorry, on daf lamed. On daf lamed beis, the Gemara is going to ask, hechlid, if you do chalada b'miyat simanim. And then we mention later on, if you do shehiyah b'miyat basras. That's a big discussion. If one chooses to do a maximal ma'isa shechita, and there's a problem in the end of it, so is that going to pasal it l'mafreya what you did earlier? So that was a discussion we had on daf yutes. After that, the perek took a turn outside of Shechita, which we're not going to mention, go into too much, but just to mention, the Mishnah went into contrasts. How did we get into this? Because we spoke about the difference between Shechita and Malika, Shechita by animals and by chulin ofos, and Malika by kadshim ofos. So we spoke about how they are opposites in how they're done. Once we spoke about opposites and how they're done, so the Gemara, the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, put in a number of cases in terms of opposites. He went into ages of birds, Torah and Bnei Yonah. We spoke about that. Then we went into, what about... Paradum and Eglarufa. They're also a team but opposites. What about Kohanim and Leviim? What apostles them, and what's Machshir them? We spoke about different movement by Kohanim and different movement by Leviim. And we spoke about Kli Cheres versus other Kelim. And we spoke about Kli Eitz versus Kli Manches. This is all the Mishnayos of contrasts, which don't have to do anything with Shechita, except that's where the jumping point was from the original Shechita versus Malika. We got into Meiser Behema at the end also, and Meiseris, and the Tekiyas on Friday, and the Tekiyas on Motzi Shabbos, and Beger and Miyun. This is all, just to remember, the second half of the, or the last third, of the first Perek in Chulin is the Mishnayos of contrasts. Okay, so what do we do so far? We talk about the mitzvah of Shechita. We spoke about who could shecht. We spoke about different yesodos of Shechita itself. And finally, the last section, just so that we don't think that we're being bogged down, we're like, oh, all the Shechita, it's chulin, what's going on here, it's kachim. Let's just remember that there were a number of Shas topics that we've had, at least 10 on my list, maybe it's probably more, the whole last Mishnayos of contrast were all Shas topics, but a number of Shas topics that came up throughout the first parak, just to keep in mind, so then we want to look them up, we can look there. Number one, we had on Dav Beis. Back on Dav Beis and Mabeis, we had Nedarim. Nedarim came up. Tosfos on Dav Beis and Mabeis, the bottom of the first Tosfos. Tosfos says, is it appropriate to make, the Gemara says, you shouldn't make Nedarim. Didn't Yaakov make a Ned there? Tosfos says, huge Shas Tzara Shari. One is allowed to make Nedarim b'shas Sarah, no problem, and that's Lidoros. We're no de b'shas Sarah. We mentioned then the Ritva in Nedarim on Dav Tes, where the Ritva says that's what we do in Rosh Yom Kippur. We're all no there to give staka, this, that. And that's this based on this Tosfos. So Nedarim b'eis Sarah. On Dav Ezma b'eis on the bottom line going over to Gimel and Aleph, we had the Sugya of Cherev Harayuka Cholol, one of the important Sugyas in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. One of the two examples where Tumah does not transfer down. Mishkav Hazav is the other one, and Cherev Harayuka Cholol, there might be more, but these are two, is if the sword in a corpse, that is an Avi Avos HaTumah. Avia Vosatum is like touching a dead body. The Ramban we mentioned in Parshas Chukas discusses that maybe it's not totally, maybe it's not Matame Ba'ohel, maybe it's not Matame that required to make you get the Efer of the Paraduma. That's an important Ramban. He tries to minimize the connection of Hari who Kichalal. It's only Kichalal, but that's Mamish like Halal. That was a discussion of the Ramban in Parshas Chukas, but that's a very important Sugya, Cherev Hari Kichalal. On Daf Hey, Amid Beis and Vavim Beis. These are great Gemaras. The story, the Agadata from the first parak, where the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe Takala Al Yedei Tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives special siyata d'shmaya and protection to Tzadikim. Tosfos says there, some Gemaras seem to say there were problems. So the Gemara says, dafka Tosva says midi da achila. Tosva says it's all over Shas. Dafka by midi da achila, because food going into a tzaddik, that is metamtem halev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka protects tzaddikim from timtum halev, even if they don't know about it. We even saw, where do you know this from? From the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, the donkey that wouldn't eat, that went. Remember, he was crossing into Kriyas Yamsuf three times. That was on the Zayin Aban Aleph. That was on the bottom, and then he went over, and his chamor wouldn't eat from the teva without meiser. So that's the sugya of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala litzadikim. We mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engel from the Beis HaOtzar. In the Beis HaOtzar, he says, what about Esther Hamalka? Esther had a bimazana and eat. So he said maybe there's a difference between ones and shogeg. Ones might not even be a Maisa Aveira, so therefore it's not called a Takala. Shogeg is a Maisa Aveira, and that's what we're talking about in the Ein Mavi Takala Al Yada. Number one. Now next, Daf Vavim Abeis Zayinam and Aleph. We mentioned the sugya of Makom Hinichala Vosel Lizgaderbo. There's always room for Chiddush. No matter what the Rebbeim and the Tzaddikim say, there's always room for new applications, new Chiddushim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves open every generation to come up with their own Chiddushim. An important Yesod that we have. Zayinam Abeis on the bottom. We have one of the important lines about Bechira Chavshis and all of Shas. Says Rabbi Chanina, fifth to last line, Ein Adam Nokif Etzbo Milamat A person doesn't move his finger in this world unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems that he should move his finger. We have the Meiri on that Gemara right there. Zayin Mabez, the Meiri said, Miyasodi HaTorahu Lios Adam Miskavenu Makir Shekoma Sheyera Lo Meizem Min Shal Tzara. Whatever happens to a person, Hakol B'Mishpat Mitzad Onesh Mishpate Yeshua Yisbarach. Everything is because Hashem wills it that way. And we just have to focus and work and be the best Eved Hashem that we could be under the circumstances, even if they are difficult. That's what Gemara says, if you stub your toe when you're running and it hurts, that is all part of, I meant Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis, not Bechira Chavshis. Hashgacha, one of the important Gemaras about Hashgacha Pratis, that's very, very mufurat, that a person doesn't bang their toe below unless it's Nigzar above. We mentioned on Daf Yud, we spoke about the sugyas of Chamira Sakata Me'isura. The Gemara says, is that really true? And the Gemara proves it, yes. And we spoke about Mayim Galuyim, that we have to take even more precautions from Sakana than we do from Isur. Chamira Sakata Me'isura. And finally, just to mention one or two more on Daf Yud Aleph. This is the sugya in Shas about Rove. What's the source that you go after the Rove? Find your good. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim. Acher Amahatos. So Gemara says maybe that's only by Aruba de Isa Kamon, not by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. Two different types of Roves that we discussed then. And the Gemara goes through many, many sources trying to come up with a source for Rove. Along the way, we spoke about Egla Rufen, Paraduma, and other contexts. That's all about Rove. Chazaka is on Yudim Abeis, and Rove is on Daf Yud Aleph. One final one. On Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara brought up in the context of looking for a source the sugya of Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. In terms of Truma, if so, you send somebody to Shecht and you find Matzah Shachut, but you don't know if he Shechted it or not. So again, that's a sugya, that's a Shah sugya of Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. And it's quoted there. A number of Shas topics are quoted here in looking for a source for Rove. We have Adam Zomim quoted. We have Ein Apu Chabas Larayas quoted. Remeir being Choshesh Lumiut. This is all a couple of general topics outside the world of Shechita. So again, just to summarize, we see that this first parak is jam-packed. We went very quickly. We didn't mention too many things in depth, but we see there's a machlokas about the mitzvah of Shechita and the related issues. This parak teaches us about many people who can and cannot Shecht. The bracha, many different details in terms of Shechita itself, and finally, general Shas topics as well. So, with Hashem, we should be zocha to internalize all of these topics and be as familiar with Shas as we can, and the more we review, and the more we summarize, the more we take a step back and see what was said, the more it could mean to us. Many, many Gemaras about Chazara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes, somebody who learns and does not review is like somebody who puts a seed in the ground and doesn't cut, and lets it grow and doesn't cut it. Domelo Zarei Aveino Kotzer, right? How do you remember where that is? Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes, 99, we couldn't do it 100th time, the Gemara in Chagiga, you have to learn 100 times, even 101 times. So again, the importance of Chazara, even though it's not as exciting because it's not all new, but really it helps solidify the information with us and helps bring us closer to the Dvar Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue.